Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I made the update a couple days ago. I was getting ready. We were coming up the hill from my walk with my boy Mongo. And particularly strenuous day, did like, I can't remember, it was like 10 or 11 laps. And so he was panting. I was panting. I was sweating. He was panting. And I went to, he jumps up the stairs that go up to the house. And I went to step and noticed probably about a foot of a, what I'm pretty sure, like, at the smallest was, like, a 3-foot rat snake.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought that I could, there was a moment where I was like, well, maybe I just walk around it. But then I was like, rat snakes are really fast. Like, they shoot out all the time when I'm, like, mowing and stuff. And it always, it scares the you-know-what out of me every time.
Okay.
So, like a coward, I just walked around. And I was like, I don't want that smoke. Like in Step Brothers, where rather than walk through the neighborhood where the teenagers are going to beat them up, they just take the long way home because they don't want to eat white dog crap, right?
Yeah.
So this morning, so that was going up the steps. So this morning, I start walking down the steps. Now, mind you, when we were going up the stack, the snake was coming up from the grass up the steps. So I'm looking down at the last step to see if anything's climbing up. And I looked down, didn't see anything. And as I was like 3 steps in, and I went to go 4 steps down, and I looked past my foot, and there was a baby rat snake. And JP, one, head in a swivel.
Uh-huh.
Two, I did a bicycle kick in the air to leap over the final 3 stairs.
Okay.
It's the most athletic thing I've done in 20 years. And it was maybe a 6-inch baby rat snake. And the worst thing is, this one gave me the worst heebie-jeebies because it was coming out from under the stairs. So whereas the previous one was going up, coming out of the yard, up the steps, that gives me enough of the jeebies. But the idea that it's behind the rock wall where the steps are, and at any point from now till kingdom come, I could just be, I could be preyed upon by any number of rat snakes, I might have to move.
Do you have like a pest guy or no?
I got a cat. And she's great about killing everything. She kills bunnies that are twice her size.
But won't touch the snakes?
The snakes, I don't know that she sees them.
I did, by the way. I went to my backyard for the first time since the wasp incident over the weekend where I was mowing my lawn and I got bit by like 6 wasps all right in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Which they turned out, they came back later and said it wasn't wasps. It was yellow jackets instead, which made me feel even worse about the whole ordeal.
Yeah.
And I went in my backyard for the first time, and I think I got my pest guy. He did a good job.
Okay, see.
Clear as day. It's all I needed.
This is what I struggle with, because as I get older, I'm trying to be kinder and gentler to all animals. And I know that there are people out there that love snakes. So even though I'm terrified of them, I let them be. When I was younger, I did not. Like a kid.
I got these snakes on this mother effing plane.
Yeah, but it's my life.
The whole movie. The whole movie was about these snakes on this plane. It disrupted everything.
So, it was the name of the movie.
So you got snakes in your mother bleeping house.
So ethically, I don't believe that I should remove these snakes. I don't, because they serve a useful thing. It's just
useful thing do they serve? I genuinely do not know.
They actually kind of keep everything in balance. Like they do keep the rodent population. There's other ways that they like impact the local. So like I've got a lot of animals around. It makes a lot of sense to just leave them be.
Well, so
the,
if you
the problem is they're not letting me be.
If you let them be, what animal are they taking out? Because that's what I need to know.
Like,
if they,
like
if they
little
take
insects
out,
and
because like, you're trying to figure out which one you're swapping out for here, right? Like if they take out little insects, I'd rather have the little insects than I would the rat snakes.
No, because if you take out certain little insects, then other little insects like ticks become more prevalent. I really need like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Like a possum. I think I need to get like a
possum for a while. You could have lent him out.
I got a garage cat. I'm sorry, you got a barn cat.
We've already decided the cat doesn't do enough of its work.
No. She's too busy on big prey, like birds.
And I can tell you're very worried about disrupting the ecosystem attached to this all.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, and I don't want to like be unjustly cruel because I'm a coward. Does that make sense?
Well, it's not cruel if like you just have a pest guy come out and they just redirect the snakes to other areas.
I don't think that's what the pest guy's
going
to do.
That's all that is.
It's just a pest guy for snakes.
You got a pest guy for everything.
I know the guy, like if I wanted to spray for ticks, which we had a problem with in the spring. I know I can do that.
They can get snakes out.
Is it like Turtle Man?
Turtle Man?
Who is that hillbilly, that Cajun hillbilly?
We can find a guy for everybody, yeah. Turtle Man?
You've never heard of Turtle Man?
I don't know Turtle Man.
Oh my God, he's this Cajun dude who would dive into swamps and he'd come out with like a 100-pound snapper. It would be snapping everywhere and he'd be like, I got him! Oh my God, that was good TV.
I've never watched Call the Wild Man Turtle Man. I've never seen it.
Oh my God. Now, if Turtle Man would come out, Turtle Man would look at me like I'm a wuss, though.
Well, I mean, this aired on USA. It's not like you acted like this is like primetime ABC programming
or
something.
Swamp People aired on History Channel and people knew it because it was awesome.
Yeah, Swamp People went on for a million years. This had 4 seasons, 72 episodes. I had never heard of this guy. Okay. Never heard of Turtle Man.
The problem is they wouldn't get Turtle Man because he'd come out and think I'm a wuss.
Would he just get turtles or did he do like more than just turtles?
I think it was just bad branding because he was, I want to say.
Like Tiger King, you knew what Tiger King did, right? You need a tiger, you call up Tiger King.
Euthanized tigers unfairly.
Did Turtle Man only do turtles or was he just, he was all around?
I believe he handled many a snake. I believe he handled gators. I believe he was pretty well diverse in the reptilian community.
I think I figured out, by the way, why our generation is a real problem with snakes, because I just don't enjoy snakes either.
It's not going to be because of snakes on the plane, right?
No, it's because of Anaconda.
Oh, no. I've been
a coward. They're remaking Anaconda, which I don't know that it's going to go great, but like I think a lot of people our generation, we watched Anaconda, and I think that's where that comes from.
So most of my fears are handed down by Jim Wilson. My dad, Jim, was terrified of snakes. I'm terrified of snakes. My dad, Jim, hated heights. I have a real bugaboo about heights. I think he just said these things. And I'm like, well, if he's afraid of them, I'm afraid of them too. I think as a little kid, I was like, this is a giant human being. If he's afraid of these things, I should be afraid of them too.
I think it's a very normal thing to be scared of snakes. I feel like a lot of people are scared of snakes.
Oh man, dude, even just thinking, I thought about it earlier today.
They're wild cards.
I did the heebie-jeebies. I did the, like that thing. Where
and
you
then
just,
did you say, ah, these snakes on this mother blipping plane. That's what I would do.
It's like the way you say it.
That's what I would do.
You say it like an accountant.
Oh, these snakes.
You don't sound
on
like,
this mother blipping plane.
You know,
I love it. That's
like,
the whole movie.
It's like
the
Seinfeld.
The whole movie is just that.
What's
I love
the deal
it.
With these snakes like, on these mother blipping planes?
Is there going to be a plot? Are we going to eventually do something? No, the plot is there's a lot of snakes on this plane.
They do something.
And they're disruptive.
They do something about the snakes eventually.
Yeah, it took us 2 hours to do something with them.
Well, you try to wrangle up a couple thousand snakes.
What's that pitch like? In a movie, like you're at a big studio and it's like, I got it, guys.
I think it's literally like what you just said.
We're going to put snakes on a plane. People are going to love it.
And what are you going to call it?
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
We're not going to try to deceive people here. You're going to watch the movie for the snakes on the plane. Uh-huh. And then we'll see how havoc ensues.
By the way, never have seen it. You know why? Because I'm terrified of snakes. I didn't need that movie, man. All right? That movie, even the trailer. And I love Samuel L. Jackson. I want to watch Snakes on a Plane. But it's like,
oh. You're telling me we got some snakes on a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam,
what's
we do.
What's the deal with snakes on this plane?
We got some snakes on this plane, man. Figure it out.
Justin Latta joins us in 5 minutes. We'll talk about the Guardians' big win on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.